A Central Queensland Indigenous group is testing its native title power by refusing permission for the Indian company Adani to build Australia's largest coal mine on its land. Traditional owners are refusing to grant a land use agreement for the mine in Queensland's Galilee Basin. An independent barrister says it will be a test case over the powers of native title. In Brisbane, Nan Taxton reports.
Adani's Carmichael coal mine in central Queensland is set to become one of the biggest in the world, producing around 60 million tonnes of coal a year. The federal government says the 10,000 direct and indirect jobs involved will be a massive boost to the economy. But now the traditional owners have objected to the mine's progress, refusing a land use agreement for it to proceed. Adrian Burugaba is spokesman for the Wungan and Jagalingu Family Council.
We have rejected a land use agreement with Adani for the Carmichael mine, as the traditional owners, and we do not consent to the Carmichael mine destroying our traditional homelands, and we haven't accepted any of the offers to date. So this is our stand as the traditional owners.
What are your concerns regarding the mine?
We're concerned that it will devastate the land and beyond repair. It will destroy the waterways and our totemic animals and beings that are on that land and our ancestor dreaming stories and those things that are associated with our cultural heritage. And it would also destroy it beyond repair to the point where we'll be displaced forever from that land as the original custodians of that land.
Is there any way that Adani could negotiate with you on better terms?
Well, we've made it clear to Adani that no means no. We're concerned about the impact of that mine on that environment. And it's a fragile environment, and it will fracture that environment and that area out there beyond repair.
He says he wants the Queensland Labor government to intervene.
We're asking the current government, the Queensland government now, Anastasia Palaszczuk, new premier, and the new environment minister, to consider ruling out using legal action that was started by Adani to forcibly take our land. And we're asking them also to refuse Adani's mining lease application for the Carmichael mine.
Barrister Stephen Kime is the former president of the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. While he's not involved in this case, he says it will be a pivotal test case for native title legislation.
As far as I know, there's been no set of traditional owners who said, no, we don't care how much money, we don't want the process to go ahead. So that's why it's a test of native title and the way in which the Act will operate. There's always been this perception that all of the people involved in the process had the value that mining going ahead was really part of the public interest, or whether in fact the wishes of the traditional owners in this case will be given effect to at the cost of the miner's right to proceed.
A spokesman for Adani issued a statement saying this is an internal conflict among traditional owners and Adrian Burugaba is not the authorised spokesman. The statement says the company has worked with the Wungan and Jagalingu people since 2011 and is confident they want the mine to proceed as they are still actively involved in negotiations with authorised representatives. The Queensland Mines Minister, Dr. Anthony Lynham, issued a statement saying the department has not been involved in any negotiations for an Indigenous land use agreement between the Wungan Jagalingu people over mining in the Galilee Basin, including the Carmichael Mine Project. His spokeswoman says the Wungan Jagalingu people's native title claim substantially overlaps with another native title claim lodged by the Bidjara people. The department has advised the Wungan Jagalingu people that their native title claim cannot progress until the overlap between the two competing claims is resolved. If that cannot be resolved between native title groups, then the federal court will test the matters at trial. Adrian Burugaba says they are under no doubt that they are the traditional owners of the country and that they speak for its future.
We are, in no uncertain terms, connected to the country. We've had it like a native title claim going for about 10 years now. We're close to a determination. And we are the original people from there. My father and grandfather and great-grandfather were there before other people came there. So we are connected to that land through our songs and stories and through our dreaming. And our totems and our Māoris are connecting us right the way through that land. So we are the people from there, and we have objected to this mine, and we don't consent to what they're doing.
That's Adrian Burugaba ending Nance Haxton's report.